Harris and General Haig. General Haig calling, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's on the line, General.
Hello. Haig, sir?
Yeah.
I've got my first flash message from Henry. He's sending a more detailed one. It should be here in a moment. But in fact, he inferred that they, one of the two substantive changes we wanted in the paragraph, that when Sullivan saw the thing, he said it's as close to a surrender document as one can conceive, and recommends no changes in it. We fell off of one of the picks. He's very concerned that we not let Rogers get too anxious about setting up the international commission machinery.
Oh, God, of course.
And he said he'll explain in the follow-up. Cable, while it's highly unlikely to have an agreed text on the present schedule, one more round is almost surely required, which I think is good. That's encouraging to me.
But the Hanoi trip then is off.
I think so. He said, if I do not make last leg of trip, we have a problem due to our discussions with the other side on bombing hall, because I had hit him very hard on that.
Not going to be any bombing hall.
Well, I've gone back to him and said that that's just tough titty as far as they're concerned. It's the pressure on them, and it would never be understood here unless it was
dried
up in a sequence of an immediate settlement.
No bombing hall.
Right. So I've gone back that way. I told him that to
no conditions.
Instruction very strongly. So we'll have another more detailed message here shortly, sir.
I don't think anything is going to be different.
I think this little delay is just fine. It works in well in terms of Q.
Yeah, but now on the other thing, we're doing an adequate job of using our air power against this stuff in the Saigon area.
Well, yes, we've shifted, cut down a little in the north.
Hell with the north, hit this stuff around Saigon.
Stuff here, that's right, and that's what they're doing. They put 52 all around Saigon, and they are moving out the South Vietnamese. They are also, today, the Congress or the Assembly is, they're in a great state of concern, and they're all starting to kneel together to break up the factions and to join and support Q. They think he's going to be down, you say.
Oh.
So it's serving to unify behind Q.
That's all right.
Be helpful.
Right. Okay. Well, good.
All right, sir. I won't bother you with this next one unless there's a...
No, I don't really need to see that.